All right, Toby, we made it another week.
Woo.
We are to 11,
double,
which is very exciting.
Love it.
First thing that I'm very excited about is your meeting invite is create magically memorable moments.
Yes.
I love it.
That's our goal. 5 minutes That's or our, more.
5 minutes.
We never invite people to listen for less than five because we're getting started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Magical moments.
Love it. Well, last week we talked about trust and how it acts as this weird kind of buffer, this buffering system, like inventory works in a manufacturing plant.
Yeah.
And so we're going to drill a little deeper into that.
Chris, I want to go back to when we left off last week, specifically, and we weren't talking about cybersecurity, but you said we should be designing process as zero trust.
Yeah.
So that we don't have a process that operates on faith.
Yeah.
But simultaneously thinking about how we build community. And so, as you often do, I'd love to hear just kind of like, what has been your reflection on that? What does it mean to create zero trust process when it comes to not work, but also what are those elements of community? Any musings on those?
I have some musings there. So I think one thing, like you can't do one without the other. Like I think a lot of times people will try, you know, let's just go grow. You're like, and not support the business or let's, you know, there's always trade-offs. And so I think it's very important, in coming up with knowledge work and just what that value stream is.
Yeah.
Which is like, look, if we had zero trust, right, then we, you know, to your point, it's not an InfoSec issue, but it's really about what would we need? Like, what would I need if I had a brand new employee and I just knew that they were going to be terrible out of the gate? And what would I have to do? And I think the natural response is to control that one person. It's not to fix the system, but it's to control that one person. And so
we've been through that ourselves in our own career journeys where you get started and you're like, why are you micromanaging me? Well, they don't know what we don't know yet.
Yeah.
They're trying to find our boundaries a little bit. So,
yeah. But it is this natural thing, right? Which is interesting because if they are doing... they're doing the micromanaging, right? It leads to whatever, which leads to a lack of trust, which leads to more control, right? Which means like from that community standpoint that we talked about, right? It means that that community is threatening you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Which is, it's just, it's interesting. It's a really interesting dynamic that we run into in businesses.
Well, and it's interesting too, because, you know, recognizing that our workforce is increasingly diverse because we can operate globally, it means that we're going to be working with people that don't look like us necessarily, don't have the same backgrounds, you know, we're going to have a lot of different perspectives. And so a lot of our coworkers may not be people that were part of our community that we grew up in, depending on what that experience looked like. And so I like this. I like where you're going with this because we don't want to micromanage people, but we absolutely need to figure out how do we create a process that people can lean into, invites more trust, that cultivates trust. So,
well, and also like what you want is you want that community to own the process to make it better, right? Like that's the magical thing is when you have process with zero trust, right? Yeah. But you have people that are building the process so good that you have ultimate trust in the system, right? That's where it gets magical. And so where this led me to was just thinking about what is the value stream of knowledge work? And so I came up with a little acronym as I would. And the acronym is ACTS. And so the first is as a knowledge.
Are you talking about chopping wood axe or?
No, ACTS.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How should you act in a meeting is really what we're talking about. And the it spells out absorb. So absorb knowledge. Like you're either learning, you're absorbing knowledge, learning, growing, changing. You're either making a choice you're either taking something, like taking ownership of something,
yeah,
or you're doing a status update. Like those are the value streams.
Interesting.
But okay, oftentimes we don't have collection buckets for each one of those.
Yeah.
Nor do we define them.
I don't know that I've ever had a mentor or a lead say to me, your number one job right now is to absorb.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the fire hose effect, like, yeah, hit me with more data and let me see what I can do again. But if I'm not following some of those, I'm not moving through the ACTS, I never close the loop with the
correct
back.
Correct. No. And then the other thing that happens for executives oftentimes is they're just, they want to contribute too, right? And they do. And sometimes they're just making stuff up in their head like they would throughout their career.
Sure.
But someone's like, they're like, oh no, I was not telling you to choose to go and take the thing that I just said. I was just talking out loud. But yeah. And I did this to a former boss. He said something and I just took it and I ran and I gave it to him and I could tell he was like, oh, really good work, Chris, but it was not my intention to go and steal two days of your work in order for you to do that one thought that I just kind of came out of my head.
Well, Chris, on that point, what I love, because it doesn't contribute to workload debt, it doesn't create, but that simple act when we are working on a solution together, when simply by saying I'm thinking out loud or hey, kind of brainstorming in the moment, people, I'm not assigning you an accountability. All I'm doing is thinking through my absorption. I'm playing out some choices in a directive. So, yeah.
The other thing is like what happens in the meetings oftentimes is they're like you don't know what you're choosing and you don't know what you're taking.
Yeah.
And so it's just nebulous, right? Like everybody says, well, that could have been done. That meeting could have been solved in an email. It couldn't. I don't care what you say. I don't care who you are. It won't. And the reason is because there's no closing the loop as far as what are you choosing and what are you taking. Now, if you're absorbing stuff, that's fine. But the reason you had a meeting is because there's no closed loop for that absorption.
Right.
If you're in the room, even if you're on your phone playing games, not paying attention, there's a perception of absorption, right? And so the reality is the meeting, like everybody says this all the time. I'm like, it won't. It just doesn't work that way. Yeah. Because it's not even about the company. It's not even about the people. It's that you don't have a process that returns that circular response.
Yeah. It is interesting. Me like playing tennis with a giant concrete wall between you. You can hit the ball over, but you don't know when it'll come back, if it'll come back, or where it'll come back.
Yeah. Well, and I think sometimes we want the perception and not the reality, right? Which again is why like people struggle with tracking time.
Yeah.
Like everybody does and everybody hates it. And the reality is because it's not used as a metric to drive efficiency. It's used as a weapon.
Yeah.
It's not used as a driver of let's get better at our craft.
It's usually a lagging indicator, or it's for billing and administrative purposes, which is not a benefit to the person doing the work.
Yeah.
It's the evidence that they've done it, or in any case, it's even poor evidence, right?
Yeah.
So are you suggesting that acts is a way to engage when you're asking for knowledge work or you're doing it, that the thought is to clarify whether you're asking for an absorb or a choice or taking action or a status? Okay.
Well, I think it depends on what your role is. If you're an IC, it's all about clarifying that communication coming down from management, right? It's like, are you asking me to do something here?
Yeah.
Right. If you're a manager, you are most likely asking your people to take on stuff that you don't want them to unintentionally.
Yeah.
And you don't have a place that's capturing the work, your asks. And so oftentimes it's just rapid fire asks and the poor ICs are just sitting there going like, oh my gosh, I got all these things to do. I don't even know what it is. And they're just spinning their tails.
Yeah.
And you haven't like said, oh, well, this is, you need to take this, right? Or like, or they haven't given them what the expected outcome is. Cause sometimes it's like, I need you to take this, but I just need a rough draft, right? Like,
right.
There's been so many times where my boss is like, I need this updated. And you're like, oh shoot. I'm like, where would you like this updated? Because I don't know where this lives. And it's like, oh, on this last thing that we did. And it's like, oh, you were not asking me to go and dig deep and basically like bolt the whole thing together. You just wanted a executive slide to present, to share. Yeah. And so that's been really interesting in my career.
What I really like about that, Chris, is that we started with this idea of a zero trust process. What I'm really hearing you say is acts is a nice way to clarify what is the response to the request you're making. And so I'm even thinking about this on a personal level. You know, sometimes it's, do you just want me to listen or do you want me to help solution or do you run to the grocery store and get more vodka? Like, help me out. What are the parameters? And so I really like acts as a way to just clarify what it is that I can do when somebody's presenting me with new information, new request. So ACTS, absorb,
ACTS,
take ownership, take action, and then status.
Yep.
Nice.
We made it through another one.
All right.
We will come back to it one more week. We always drop these on Friday. So, I like to think of it as Fix It Friday. It's the best day to actually work on your process.
Friday. Yeah, because everybody's bailing early in your afternoon. Hopefully quiet.
I never bail early. And well, I not know you. You don't either. Some people.
Yeah.
I've heard of those people.
I'm not pointing fingers, but I can from where I
All right, man. We'll catch you next week.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.